Being the first Iowan to climb Mount Everest isn't enough for Charlie Whitmack. Listen to what he plans beginning this July in London.
It's about a 230-mile swim down the River Thames, around the coast of the UK, and across the English Channel to France. From France, it'll continue by bike about 10,000 miles across all of these countries to Nepal, Kathmandu. And then from Kathmandu, it'll be a run to the lowest point in Nepal, which is about 200 feet above sea level, and then a run to the summit of Mount Everest, a distance of about 450 miles.
No one has been crazy enough to attempt this extraordinary triathlon, but Whitmack has been dreaming about it since he was a kid in Des Moines, reading the adventures of Captain Matthew Webb, the first man to swim the channel, and Everest conqueror Edmund Hillary.
And these books, though, would keep me awake at night. So as a little kid, I started dreaming about what might be the world's toughest triathlon. So I thought back to Captain Webb, and I thought, well, Captain Webb had it right with the English Channel. Let's start with that. And then I was reading about Ed, so I thought, well, maybe finish on Mount Everest. And if we could just combine the two somehow, maybe with a bike, well, that might just be the world's toughest triathlon.
Whitmack has put his career as an attorney with the Davis Brown Law Firm in Des Moines on hold for the next year. He's sold his home and cars to help finance the expedition. And he's bringing wife Kate and two-year-old son James along for the ride. Kate Whitmack says she was still just dating Charlie when she first heard about his goal to scale Everest.
And I remember the exact day, the setting, the moment when he told me that he was going to climb Mount Everest. And I looked at him, and it was a real shame because we had this wonderful relationship, and we talked about getting married, and I thought, oh, he's crazy. Too bad.
Kate has since come to accept Charlie's wild ideas, but she doesn't join him on the rougher excursions. She describes him as a mountaineer while she remains a hiker. Charlie Whitmack has been undergoing a series of tests at Des Moines University to determine his endurance and physical condition. He says he's in decent cardiovascular shape, but his abdominal muscles are a tad weak. An exercise physiologist at the medical school, Joe Weir, says Charlie will be putting his body through some extreme situations.
The primary concern is just sort of the day-to-day toll, making sure that calorie consumption is sufficient. Overuse injuries are going to be a concern. And certainly on the run portion and the climb, wear and tear on your body. And just the damage of your foot hitting the ground over and over again.
Weir says he would never advise someone to reject a challenge like the one Whitmack is about to begin, unless it was really crazy. And this one might be bordering on that. It begins July 11th and ends in June of 2011. Whitmack plans to create an education program based on his adventure, funded in part by Mercy Hospital. He'll also help draw attention to a Des Moines University initiative in Nepal aimed at protecting the lives of mothers during childbirth. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.